Yeah, thanks for spending this portion of your afternoon with us. I'm Bruce Claggett in for Jill Bennett as we head into the weekend on this first day of December. And you know, it is December, so that means that we can kind of talk about some of those places we might want to explore, the experiences that come up at this time of the year that we're more and more turning to in terms of our Christmas planning. And part of that is going out and finding a place to dine or eat. Let's bring in editor-publisher of VancouverFoodster.com, Richard Wallach, to talk about some of the recommendations he has in light of it being December. Richard, how are you?
All right, good, thank you. Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, you know...
One thing happens a lot. Every so often, you'll see a lot of new restaurants open up, or you'll see a lot of new cafes open up. And this time of year, this actually sort of just as this year goes, there's a lot of new cafes opening up around the city. I'm just going to profile a few of them today in Vancouver, but there are several opening all over the place. And that's due to the economy, kind of. It's a few different reasons on why this happens, but you're not finding so many fine dining restaurants opening up right now. You're finding more casual spots opening, but it's kind of like the wave, and I see the wave go for many years like this, and right now lots of new exciting cafes opening up.
When I say dining, I often, it used to be dining where you have the white linen and the, you know, nice cutlery and stuff like that. But now when I talk about dining, it is going out to a place that's more casual, but I would argue with really good food. Not the days of yesteryear when you used to go out to, you know, like a pizza shop and just get something slopped onto your plate. Maybe that's a good one to start, because right on Powell Street, you've got one of your recommendations.
Yeah, it's called Pizzone Pizza. It opened up a few weeks ago. These guys have totally nailed it. So it's right in the heart of Strathcona, and it's all about all sorts of different kind of pizzas by the whole, which you can order, and you can order day in or day night at nighttime. But they've got interesting varieties. So the peri peri chicken was absolutely delicious. I loved it. I also loved the Argentine carne, and that was like a beef on a pizza with orange segments, and it really brightened it up, and it was very good. They're also offering six different selections by the slice. $3 a slice at lunchtime right now. You can just go in and you can try, one of everything if you want, or just, whatever your picks are. But they've got six selections by the slice throughout the day. And then you can just order a whole pizza of whatever you want. But there's all sorts of interesting ingredients. You're going to find a Vietnamese pizza, all sorts of different kinds of toppings that you don't see in other places. So I really like that they've done this. They're kind of covering all the cultures, but like in really good ingredients that tastes good on the pizza, and it's not just something kind of weird, but it works out really well. They've also got salads, they've got pastas, and they've got something called a scroll. So if you're not from Australia, you may not know this, but in Australia, there's something called scrolls. Even Cobb's Bread actually offers some different kinds of scrolls, but they've got some savory and sweet ones there. It has a Lotus Biscoff scroll, which was very good as well. So that's a great spot to go. Find them at 848 Powell Street.
His own pizza.
Yeah, and then here back to the cafes. I want to talk about a few of them. So the first one is called Yuen Coffee. This is on Clark Drive. This actually took over from another one recently. It's at 550 Clark near Hastings. I want to call this more of a purist cafe. This is like there's five different coffee beverages on the menu. That's it. But they have a selection of all sorts of roasters from around the world. And so I went in and I said, I want a cortado. I want a medium dark roast. What do you have? And then they read off to me all the different roasters that have that particular type of roast. And I went and picked the Guatemalan dark roast from a coffee roaster out of Taiwan. And then they actually ground the coffee beans just for that one coffee for me, just for a cortado. And I thought that was really impressive, and it's very good. So just it's great seeing something that's very specific. You can there's local roasters. There are international roasters, but they're bringing the best ones, and you choose whatever you want for your coffee. So
it's true coffee for coffee lovers. Like that is quality coffee. You've got another one on here.
And then Ma Milk Bar. Now this is actually one. It's at 1502 Victoria Drive. This is an Australian style. So this is like Melbourne, Australia, Aussie style of coffee drinks. I believe the owners are from there. It's a very cute store. You'll find different products there they have as well, like little knickknacks you can take home, some different food brands, local food brands you can take home. The baking is all from Dough Coffee, which is up in East Village, and really good coffee there as well. So it's just great to see something a little different. You're not going to find your West Coast style coffee. You're going to find an Aussie version, but something to check out for sure. And then over on Main Street is another place, another new spot. They've just opened up. It's called Cafe U Place. And this is actually Korean-owned cafe with Korean food specialties. And they have lots of different dishes there for lunch. They've got dumplings. They have other Korean dishes, things, you know, ones that you're going to recognize from other restaurants. But it is a cafe, not a full-on restaurant. I was reading actually a lot online, a lot of the reviews, and everybody loved this tiramisu latte, and everyone was raving about it. So I went in and I ordered a tiramisu latte, and it was very good. So, you know, it's great to see recommendations from actual customers and what they love, and it was really good. So I think they've done a great job. It's a beautiful spot. It's around the 17th, 18th area, 19th area of Main Street. And then this is one everyone's going to know. You're going to know Small Victory Bread and Coffee. They have a few locations around the city. They've just opened a flagship operation out in the Olympic Village area, 388 West 6th Avenue at UConn. It is absolutely gorgeous, as are their other cafes. They always do a very good job. I think it's a 7,000 square foot production facility. They're producing all their breads, all their croissants, everything right there. They also have a separate coffee bar there and full-on seating. So, like, on a Saturday afternoon, they had just been open for 1 week, and the place is absolutely packed. So I thought, wow, like, this is Olympic Village. This is, like, during the week, it's busy because people are working there. On a Saturday, no one's really working there, but it was great to see how busy the place was. So they've obviously done a good job. This family really knows what they're doing. They've been doing this for a few years now. And it's another great spot. So,
you know, it's interesting. And before we get to your final venue to check out, when we talk about the coffee places and you've named some ones that really sound fascinating, I mean, there's still room for other places to open up, meaning that we love our coffee. We love going out for coffee. That's not always been the thing. And, you know, back in the day, it used to be you went to a diner for a cup of coffee and it was average at best. What's going on here? Is this a global trend, a Vancouver thing?
Well, I think right now it's a Vancouver thing because you can see places that have closed, then they reopen as coffee bars. So there's been a lot of these locations. You look at these locations now, there are places that have closed. They may have been other businesses or a cafe, and they've been replaced by new coffee companies. Also, something that's going on right now is years ago, you'd find Vancouver coffee companies would be opening into Calgary, like Artigiano had opened up into Calgary, that kind of thing. But right now, it's the other way around. There are Calgary companies opening into Vancouver. DeVille Coffee is about to open several more locations in the Vancouver area. They're out of Calgary, as is Analog Coffee. They're about to open another location in Vancouver. They're out of Calgary. So it's kind of like a shift, I guess, that you could say, of companies that have, you know, growing in other areas and then they're opening into Vancouver. So it's great to see.
It's December, and December you think coffee and, you know, it's really comforting, especially around the holiday season. But these places, do they change the menu when it comes to the warmer weather? Is it seasonal?
Yeah, well, right now you're going to find a lot of, well, it depends on the cafe. But you're going to find a lot of seasonal favorites for sure, like anything with peppermint. I was actually down in Bellingham the other day, and I had a peppermint mocha at a cafe. So you're going to find that for sure around the city. Not everywhere, of course, not the purest one that I just mentioned, but you're going to find it at other places. So peppermint, of course, gingerbread is another popular one. You're going to find that around the city right now. Of course, people look for that. I'm sure eggnog will pop up soon, too. People like that. Definitely holiday favorites for sure. And then there's one other spot I want to talk about. It's back out of, not a coffee shop, but it's a restaurant, and they've done a really good job. This is Mount Pleasant neighborhood. It's called La Cantina de Don Porfirio, and it's actually a style like a Mexican cantina. So, I mean, as you're, you know, in Mexico City, you'd find cantinas, different kinds of things, different bars. So they have just converted this, whatever the restaurant that it was before, into this full-on cantina, and you walk and you feel like you're kind of in the Old West sort of thing. Like, I don't know, you get the idea of the cantina, but the full-on bar, seating, and it's a restaurant serving up Mexican specialties. And they've got a very interesting menu. I just had the Suiza, it was the enchiladas, the verde sauce, but chicken, but they had something on the back, and I was a little confused initially because it said this is our tasting menu. Now, normally a tasting menu would be like 5 or 6 courses and a set
and expensive.
Price. This was right, but this was not the case. So their tasting menu were kind of like combos, and they comboed up different dishes that are not expensive. They're like $20, $22. They've got a combo. So I thought the name, I was like, tasting menu. That's not quite what it normally is, but I guess the owners decided that's what his version of a tasting menu is going to be, and that's how they've done it. But they've got, when I was in there at first, they didn't have a liquor license. They do now. So they have full-on margaritas. They've got all the different kinds of drinks you'd expect in a Mexican restaurant. But, I mean, they're, you know, all these different dishes, and they're open late, too. So you can go in and
have a really nice meal. What's Vancouver late?
Well, okay, yeah, right. Sorry. It's so funny. So Vancouver late, I think they're open till like 11 or 12. So, right, it would be the other cities. If it was Toronto late, it would be like 3 or 4 in the morning. Vancouver version is always a little bit less. So yeah, I think it's 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock on
late
weekend,
for our city.
Like that.
Yeah,
it is. I agree. So funny.
Yeah. So that's once again, the name of that place at 153 East 8th is
La Cantina de Don Porfirio. So it's kind of like a long name, but once you've visited once, you're kind of going to get it and you're going to like, wow, this is kind of a fun spot to go. I think it's a good spot to go with friends, perhaps, you know, if you're in that neighborhood, maybe after dinner, or you're in that neighborhood for dinner and you go to a show nearby, that kind of thing. But they've done a great job, and it's kudos to them for doing something kind of fun that the Mount Pleasant neighborhood can enjoy.
Richard, kudos to you for having that tough job of going and exploring places to eat. I know it's a tough one. You've got a lot of work. You are a hero. Not all heroes wear capes.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.